everyone, Carly Heath here. This week on the Our Flag Means Fanfiction podcast, we're talking with Ariana Perry and Amanda Catron, hosts of the Never Left podcast, which is described as a completely spoiled, totally unofficial deep dive into Our Flag Means Death.
In our podcast, Never Left, we explore lots of different themes throughout Our Flag Means Death. We've covered borderline personality disorder, drugs, Ed's emerald ring, food, a little bit of trauma, and we're looking forward to future episodes on things like music and costuming, becoming, maybe some special guests, providing us interviews, and pretty much any other detail we can think of or that the crew suggests.
Yeah, we're so excited to get into every little detail of the show. There's so much to talk about. It's so much fun. There's a million topics.
And we hope that we're at least a little entertaining along the way, not laughing your ass off.
We'll also be sharing an episode from their show, their episode 5, which is Swears. But first, let's chat with the hosts. Hey, you guys. So you have an Our Flag Means Death podcast? That's so weird. Why would anyone want to start an Our Flag Means Death podcast?
I don't know. It's strange, isn't
it? Can't relate at all.
What do we have to talk about?
Absolutely nothing.
So what inspired this odd decision in your life?
So I was obsessing, this is Ariana, I was obsessing over Ed's emerald ring, and then someone, I think, posted in one of the Facebook groups, like, why isn't there a deep dive podcast? And I responded, I've been trying to do one, but no one will be my co-captain. And then Amanda here piped up and said, I'll be your co-captain. And I said, okay, so we essentially...
I sold myself to you, Ariana. Oh, okay. I said, I would love to do this. I have a background in literature and language. I'm so good at analyzing. Yeah. I was trying to win Ariana over to hire me.
And then we essentially got podcast married in like a week.
I swear, podcasting is my love language. If I want to bond with someone and connect with them, I'm like, hey, be on my podcast. You can have a conversation with someone. You can make art with them. You're creating something together. What better way to hang out with people?
True.
And I enjoyed listening to the Swears episode. Can you talk a little bit about what to expect, what we might expect in that episode?
I had really wanted to look at how Swears worked in the show because I thought it would enlighten how we saw all of our lovely crew, and it really did. And I had been trying to figure out a way to kind of categorize stuff, and luckily for me, my wonderful co-captain did her doctoral studies in linguistics, so she had given me kind of a rubric for how to break down the type of swear that everyone does and use that as a way to look at the characters. And it ended up being really interesting to see how, like, Ed has a lot of expletive swears and Izzy has a lot of abusive swears. And it was just a really fun way to look at everyone and to see how the characters changed over the seasons by looking at their swear pattern. So Ed swears up and down, but Steed is very selective about his swearing. So when he says the word fuck, it's important because he doesn't do it a lot. And the things that make our dear Steed say fuck are bad theater, ripping your cursed suit, and being mean to his boyfriend.
Oh, I love that because, you know, my show is basically focused on writing a lot. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really great little bit of inspiration for writers, like, think consciously about, like, how mm-hmm. your character swears and how maybe you can make that different, because, mm-hmm. you know, contrast when mm-hmm. you're developing characters is the most interesting thing, mm-hmm. one of the most interesting things. Mm-hmm. So contrasting how the different characters swear Lovely. Love it.
Well, the really cool thing about that, though, is that so Ed has seven kind of we go into this in the episode, but Ed has seven big explosions in it in the show, and one of them felt different than the other six, and I was trying to figure it out, and then after going through stylistic versus expletive, we figured out, oh, the reason that this first explosion feels different than all the others is because Ed was doing a stylistic explosion, not an expletive explosion, so with the stylistic, he was putting the words in for emphasis versus expletive, where he's just so riled up, he just can't stop himself. And it says so much about the character, and it explains why this first explosion was different than the other six.
Fascinating. So without further ado, we're going to roll into the swears episode of the Never Left podcast. And if you love this content, definitely check out the Never Left podcast wherever you get your podcasts and follow them on Instagram. What's your Instagram?
So it's Never Left Podcast on Instagram. And pretty much if you search Never Left Pod places, you can find us. We're really active on Facebook and Twitter too. So
yeah, we have a link tree.
Yeah, we got a link tree. So we would love to hear from your fans to hear their feedback on this episode too.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey, Ariana. Long time no talk.
I know, right? It's been at least 12 hours.
That's true.
I thought we could talk about swears today.
Sound a little stuffy.
Just a little bit, a little cold. It'll be okay. Oh. If I say anything too weird, it's because of the DayQuil.
The swears. That sounds good. I think there might be some in the show.
Yeah, just a few. Just a couple.
One or two. I'm surprised Casey Bloys hasn't said that there's too much swearing right? in it. Is that the next fill-in for the Mad Lib?
Probably. Someone made this great Mad Lib on Twitter of just the crap that Casey Bloys, whatever the fuck his name is, Bloisy Mad, is saying in his defense of why he canceled the best show on his network.
Yeah. We all know why.
Yes.
We all know.
Homophobia.
Go fuck yourself. Not you, dear listener, Casey.
Yeah. We love everyone except for Casey Bloys and David Zasloff. The two of them can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. I agree.
I thought we could talk about swearing. My overarching point of today's episode, I think, is going to hinge on the difference between seasons 1 and 2 for the crew that was either with Ed or was pushed off the ship versus the crew that stayed with Steed. Because even though we see this big change in personality, we also see this big change in speech as well.
I think the two are probably linked.
Yes,
of course. We change how we talk depending on our mood.
I posted some trivia questions on Twitter and we got some responses. So we'll try that again because that was pretty fun seeing what people thought about various random facts with the show. If people want to let us know what social media platforms you use the most, that might be good because then we can choose where we're putting up trivia questions and announcements and stuff. Right now I'm doing Twitter just because the whole adopt the crew thing seems to be on Twitter at the moment, but we can post more on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, if people are in those other places more.
Maybe a Facebook group in the future. Mm-hmm. Never Left Pod Facebook group. That'd be a good way to get some interaction going, get some polls. We can let people do memes.
For all of us elderly millennials and older, because I don't know if anyone over 25 is on Facebook.
True. But also, that's kind of our target demographic of the show. So true. Facebook it is.
Yeah.
And others. Yeah, let us know.
neverleftofmd@gmail.com for all your needs.
Emailing needs.
No, not all your needs, I guess. So Amanda.
That's my name, don't wear it out.
We have just officially aged us. That's true. There are 562 swears in the two seasons of Our Flag Means Death. What
solid turnout.
What percentage of those do you think are spoken by Ed and Ed alone?
Oh my, okay. A majority, maybe.
Almost exactly 30% are spoken by Ed. So a third of all swears in the show are our sweet, sweet princess.
Okay, I'm gonna call that a majority.
It is a majority because the rest are split between everyone else. Izzy has the next highest count, and he is 17%.
Oh my.
So Ed has twice as much as the next highest person. And then Steed is after that with 6%. I think we all know that Ed likes to swear. What percentage of his swears do you think are fuck or its derivatives?
I'm scared to say a majority again, but a majority, I would say.
Not only a majority, 80% of the swears that he says are fuck, motherfucker, dick fuck, all those fun swears.
Hey, it's a good word. Very versatile.
Before we talk more about Ed, I thought we could break swears down into their functions, because when Amanda was showing me the functions of swears, it really enlightened how I was looking at Ed and everyone else. Our linguist here has presented me.
I was about to say, like, just I have imposter syndrome, but I would say that I might know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, this isn't just randomly like Amanda was looking through some shit and found something. This is Amanda did her doctoral studies, so she knows what she's talking about. Have faith in Amanda. Always have faith in Amanda.
But not too much faith in Amanda. Because she is wrong sometimes.
As we all are.
But yes, I am a cunning linguist. Ayo.
Oh, that was a good one. It took me a second.
And for all the linguists out there listening, I know you've heard it 1,000 times.
Our resident linguist showed me the 4 different types of swears people use. I'm going to go over the 4 categories, but our resident linguist who actually knows what they're talking about will correct me if I'm wrong.
I'll try. Language is in the hands of the beholder.
Fair. We have expletives. I think we all know what that is. Just saying like, fuck, shit.
Shit. Damn.
Damn.
God damn it, my toe.
The next category is called abusive, which really bothers me just because it covers everything from, say, Black Pete saying he's dumb for making the finger for Lucius, and Olu saying fuck you to some seaweed, all the way up to Izzy calling Ed a fucking twat. It's this huge array, but it's basically abusive swears or anytime anyone says something negative or hurtful toward a person, place, or thing, or themselves. The 3rd category is stylistic, which is a swear that adds extra weight to a sentence. So it might be, that's fucking cool.
I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. Stylistic.
And then the last one, which I keep wanting to put on everything, but is actually very rarely used, at least in Our Flag Means Death, is the social or group usage. So using a swear to be inclusive of everyone in a group. Every time they say fuckery, that's a social or group swear.
Yeah, because fuckery could relate to anything, really, like not in the show, like outside, a fuckery could be whatever, but we know in this world that it means what Ed showed everybody, that it's a good way to overtake other people and surprise them. So that's a good example. I mean, it is worth saying that all language has a purpose of building group solidarity because we're communicating. So as far as that being the primary function, I would always, as you said, it's there, but it's not often the primary function of why that specific word is being used. However, pirate swearing is an overall category.
The reason I put it last is of the 562 swears in the show, only 18 of them were coded as social or group. And of course, there are gray areas in this. There are times where a swear...
It's all gray area.
Yeah, it's all gray area. There are times in this where 2 swears are being used. Like, if someone says, you're...
Like, you fucking twat.
Yeah, you fucking twat, then fucking is stylistic, but twat is abusive. Is that right?
Correct. 100%.
Yay!
Well, I'm learning. 90% since it's gray area.
There's gray area here. I also coded some stuff as complex versus simple, just saying if...
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
If someone is using a lot of complex swears where the thing that they're saying could be covered in two of those four areas, expletive, abusive, social group, and stylistic, or if they use more simple swears where it's only going through one. I should back up for a second. The way I got these specific numbers is I took all of the transcripts of the show, which are not fully accurate, and I put them into a qualitative analysis software, and then I watched the show with the transcripts and fixed all the mistakes.
Nerd.
So, yeah, clearly. You know, I have a podcast.
Hi, Pot. My name's Kettle.
I know, exactly. So, point being, the transcripts are not great. I fixed them as well as I could. There are some stuff that I'm sure we could quibble on, but overall, this is accurate. Ed has the most unique swears. By unique, I don't mean made up, but rather different from each other. All of these include their derivatives. He says 11 different swears. He says ass, bastard, bitch, bloody, damn, dick, fuck, idiot, imbecile, piss, and shit.
That's a good array.
Yeah. At one point he says dick, fuck. I'm just calling that dick and
he coined fuck. Coined a new word.
Or maybe he has 12 and the 12th is dick fuck.
Go for it.
Personally, I've never heard that one
before. I think he made it up, coined it.
Ed is pretty consistent with his fucks. He says 70 in the first season and 64 in the second season. He loves a good fuck in every sense of the word.
Same.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think is the episode that he says fuck the most in?
I'm going to put my money on the treasure hunting episode because he kills the snake and drops the F-bomb a lot.
It's actually fun and games with his pirate friends. And when you get it down to the sheer numbers, the two pirate friends episodes, the one with Jack and the one with Anne Bonny and Mary Read, are the two with the highest number of swears overall, which makes sense because you think of pirates as just swearing a lot. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that when you get another pirate that isn't part of our motley crew of sales rack pirates, they're going to be swearing a lot more.
That makes sense.
I also thought it was funny. So Ed says fuck 167 times throughout the series. His second most common swear is shit, which he says 15 times.
I mean, that's about how I speak too. On brand. Very on brand for Ed.
One of the things that I was trying to piece together with Ed is that he has 7 explosions over the course of the series, but one of them feels really different to me than the other 6. And the one that feels different is in the Lighthouse episode when Ed is talking to Izzy when he's looking at the little boat that Steed had made, and he says, yes, we always need a fucking plan, all right? And then what? Then we fucking execute the plan. Then we get another plan. And then what do? We execute that, and so on and on and on, again and again and again. It's also fucking boring. I'm bored out of my skull, man. Is that all there is? I shouldn't be bored. I'm fucking Blackbeard, which is a stylistic swear. Mm-hmm. And all his other explosions are expletive swears.
That is interesting.
To me, that separates it out. I think it's still an explosion because he's angry and he is saying fuck a lot. But the other 6 explosions are around very specific events going on. I think that this one being stylistic and the others being expletive explains that difference to me.
And it also shows that he's making the choice to use the curse words to add weight to those sentences. Because a lot of times with the expletives, they're just knee-jerk reactions, like, oh, shit. So that's really interesting because he's choosing to really underline what's going on there.
Right, and the other 6 times he does it, he's a lot more out of control than he is in this scene. In this scene, he's annoyed and he's exploding, but he's pretty in control. Then we have the other 6 times. 3 of them happen in season 1, and 3 of them happen in season 2. I'll go through them in a moment. The exciting thing to me is that of the 6 times he explodes, the first 4 are over food. And it's when food is involved And he's been upset by a secondary thing. The first time is when the captain of the other ship in the You Wear Fine Things Well episode calls him a donkey. And Ed says, a donkey, a fucking donkey, a fucking donkey. Do you know where I'm from? You know fucking nothing about me, mate. I get more riches than you can shake a fucking stick at. He's not able to stop himself swearing. He repeats himself a couple times because he's so worked up. He's learning about how food works with no food on the table from Steed, as we discussed the other week. And this guy was racist to him. So he explodes. The second time is in the This Is Actually Happening episode. He actually explodes twice in that one. We know that he's hungry.
He's grumpy.
Yeah.
He's hangry.
He has... Exactly.
Hangry baby.
The first time is after Steed shows him the cool moth. And then another bug flies at him. And he says, suppose it's pretty interesting for an insect. Fuck off, fuck this, I'm going back to the ship.
There you go, that's an expletive.
Yeah. We know that he's hangry because he gets jealous of Lucius eating the bug. And we know he hates nature because he says that a bunch of times throughout the show. So he's worked up about food, he's worked up about being out in nature, and very shortly after that is his biggest explosion, where he says fuck a total of 8 times, which is pretty impressive.
Especially for it just being a couple of seconds.
Yeah, he says, I don't know if I can even read this and catch all the fucks that he does. No, I'm not. I know how to relax, see? I'm actually quite relaxed right now. Oh, fuck off, fuck you, fucking nature, fuck off, fucking little motherfucking snake, fuck you, die!
Fuck you, die!
He's still hungry. He's worked up over the steak. He may be a little bit embarrassed because Lucius and Steed are there and the snake surprised him. Those are the 3 times in the first season that he explodes. They're all related to food and all related to an intense emotion. In season 2, he has 3 more explosions. The first one happens in the gravy basket, when Hornigold is trying to feed him, and he says, fuck you, I'm not eating that, fuck off, fuck off. So again, it's about food, and it's about a strong emotion. What?
I like that scene, and I thought of the yeah. image that's going around of him laying there with his tiara.
Yeah. He is very cute with his little
princess.
Tiara. Maybe he'll wear a tiara to the wedding.
I think he'd want to, whether or not it happens.
I know. You should. Hey,
fingers crossed, knocking on wood.
We, in case it's not clear, Amanda and I have already decided there's a 3rd season, so we're just gonna be going on, like, yeah, what?
Amanda didn't decide. Ariana didn't decide. Pirate Daddy told us 3 seasons. He told us.
Yeah, 3 seasons and a sex tape. We have no insider information. We don't know anything. We just know there's going to be a 3rd season. And
we're manifesting.
We're manifesting. There we go.
We're ship manifesting.
The last 2 times we see him explode is in Fun and Games when Steed Bunnett is killed by Mary Read. Mm-hmm. And he says, you'll be safe with me, okay? What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? Who the fuck did that? And then the final time is when Ned Lowe is harming Steed. And he says, don't, I'm gonna fucking kill you, you fucker. Mm. We see this shift from Ed exploding over food and stressors to specifically exploding over harm to people and animals that he cares about.
Oh, he grew a heart.
He always had a heart. Come on.
His heart grew 3 sizes yeah. that day when he met Steed.
I think we also see this change in the fact that he has those 3 explosions between episodes 1-5 and 1-7, and then he doesn't explode at all in 1-8, 1-9, 1-10, and the first 2 episodes of season 2. And I think you could make the argument that that time period encapsulates the happiest Ed has ever been and the most in despair Ed has ever been. In 1-9, he's kissed Steed, he's happy, he's excited, then he's getting depressed, then he's getting suicidal. And when we see him in those 2 extremes, he's not exploding. And then when he comes out of that, he has that first explosion when he's still in the gravy basket as over food like his other three explosions, but it's not actually real life. And he's just coming out of this huge change in his life. And then immediately after that, he's only exploding when something detrimental happens to somebody that he loves.
So a change in character corresponding with a change in the stylistic function of using curse words.
Ed does change, but he changes in an organic way that makes sense with his character over the two seasons.
Oh, yes, for sure. It's so fascinating with language. We can see these changes in personality as he continues along. And as you said, it corresponds almost perfectly with the way that he speaks, if not perfectly, with the way that he speaks. It's just so cool how language reflects what's going on inside deep down in us too. Excuse me while I gush about how great language is.
Well, how great language is and how good of writers we have on this show. It's not like this is sadly, this is not actual real life. So the fact that I don't know if they had a linguist on set, I doubt they did. This is probably just how, through years and years of practice and learning how to write, this is probably just something that happened organically. But because they're all so good at their jobs, they were able to do it in a way that makes sense for the real world, even if they weren't trying.
I think they were trying to. Writers are super duper talented. I can only comment on what's there and how those connect. I would not be able to just make that decision. The writers, as you said, they know exactly what they're doing.
Right, but do you think they were sitting there saying, okay, now that Ed is recovering and he's had these two things, we're only going to have him explode?
Exactly. Yeah, probably they were. I'm guessing that the plot happens and then the words follow.
Yeah. Well, if we ever can interview anyone from the cast or crew, maybe we can ask them. Writers, we love you. To lead slightly more credence to what we're just talking about, 60% of the time that Ed swears, he is using stylistic swears, and his explosions tend to be expletive swears. So he's changing the type of swear that he is doing generally when he explodes. There are going to be occasions where that isn't true, but just as an overall
and that thing. Tracks, right? 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other big category for Ed is abusive swears. And again, I don't like this phrasing, but it's what it's called. So going with it. Ed says abusive swears 34 times over the two seasons, and 75% of those occur in the second season. Usually when Ed is using abusive swears, he is either talking about someone who is not there, or about himself, or if he's arguing with someone. In the first season, the only time he's quote-unquote uses an abusive swear against Steed is when they're sitting around the campfire and they're having their little cute, congenial conversation, and Steed is asking if he can go to the restaurant, and Ed says, if you're not being a dick. And to anyone watching that scene, Ed is not being abusive, but the way that that swear is used within the rubric of what we're talking about, that's considered an abusive swear.
Exactly, 100%. It's an abusive curse word, but just because that's the function of it doesn't mean that that's technically why he used it. That's
right.
I thought that scene was cute.
It's very cute. So that's the only time in season one where Ed uses an abusive curse word against Steed. In season two, he does it three times. Once to the groom figure that he says, fuck you, Steed Bonnet, to. And then once when he's hiding under the blanket after he finds out that Steed left him for Mary, which, fair. And then again when they fight over the fish. Ed does not generally use his swears to hurt other people. He uses them a couple times with Hornigold, who, for all intents and purposes, is himself in the gravy basket scene. He also uses them against Hornigold when he and Jack are talking about Hornigold. He uses abusive swears against Jack four against Ned Lowe, one against Anne and Mary Read. And the only time Ed uses abusive swears towards the crew is when he's being kicked off of the Revenge, and he swears at both Frenchie and Olu, which I think you could make a case that he isn't fully there mentally, as Buttons has pointed out, and they're kicking him off the ship. So that's the only instance where Ed is actually using abusive swears against the crew. He does use a couple abusive swears against Izzy, and we'll get to Izzy in a minute, but half of Izzy's swearing is abusive. So Ed's using abusive swears a quarter of the time, and mostly either in a jovial manner or about people who aren't there. Izzy is using them half the time and using them usually to the person's face and to try to harm the person. And as a result, the rest of the crew, when they use an abusive swear, they're more likely to be talking to Izzy just because Izzy is using the abusive swears against them. It's a well-written show, right?
Yeah. I'm just sitting here nodding in agreement because, yeah, 100%. And you could almost make the case that using swears back at Izzy is group solidarity, too, a social function of the word. I mean, if your relationship is we curse at each other, you know.
Right.
50%, though. Ooh.
Yeah, 50%. I was shocked. Well, everyone swears less than Ed. So we're talking less swears, but Ed uses swears just as a part of his speech, whereas Izzy tends to use them as a threat. He uses them a lot, but less often.
That gives them more weight.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, Ed only uses abusive cursing against Izzy twice. One of them is fairly congenial when Izzy comes in to the room after Ed and Seed have had sex. Ed tells Izzy to fuck off. That's one of them, which is an abusive swear, but he means it in a loving way. And yeah, he's clearly not angry. And then the only time that Ed uses a truly abusive swear is against Izzy, and is during that storm scene when he calls Izzy an indestructible little fucker. So Ed is really only using the abusive swears in an actual abusive manner when he's also trying to get the crew to kill
him. I would also add that the idea of using little right before the abusive swear kind of makes it like an endearing kind of, like, you're not like, you indestructible fucker, like, you indestructible little fucker. I think the fucker adds weight to the sentence of basically saying, oh, I'm surprised to see you. But then the word little, like, reduces it. So that's a really fun sentence. I love that.
He also doesn't seem angry at Izzy. He seems impressed by Izzy.
Yeah, impressed, surprised. I agree. I don't think it's meant to be like, I hate you.
Right. The next people I looked at were Ed's pirate buddies, and that is Hornigold, Calico Jack, Mary Read, and Bonnie. And then I threw Ned Lowe in here. He's not a buddy, but he's basically, these are people that are in one episode, but who swear a lot. Like I said, the episodes that have Jack, Mary Read, and Anne Bonny in it are the ones where the most swears are, period. Which makes sense, because now you have their friends in there. And this is one of the trivia questions I put up on Twitter. Of those people, Hornigold, Calico Jack, Mary Read, Anne Bonny, and Ned Lowe, who do you think swears the most?
Mary.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Most people who answered my little poll thought it was going to be Calico Jack. I think two people voted for Mary.
I just remember almost every sentence out of Mary's has the stylistic fuck in it. Like, you know, this fucking swamp and the fucking furniture. It's like every other word, which, hell yeah.
Edward motherfucking Cheech.
Talk about stylistic.
Yeah, Mary definitely swears the most. She swears 22 times in one episode, which is pretty impressive. Who do you think swears the most after her?
What are my choices again?
Hornigold, Calico Jack, Ned Lowe, and Anne Bonny.
Hornigold.
Yep.
Because he's Ed.
Yeah. Exactly. Horn of Gold and Jack are close, but Horn of Gold swears a tiny bit more.
Excellent. I get an A in podcast, which is something both reasonable and possible to attain.
I think in season three, we're going to see a bunch of parallels between Ed and Steve's relationship and Mary and Anne's relationship. And we also see this parallel in their cursing. Mary curses pretty consistently the same way that Ed does. Her favorite curse is fuck. She swears the most, and she swears a lot, versus Anne Bonny, who only swears 4 times in that episode. You see that with Ed and Steed, where Ed swears a whole lot more than Steed does.
Would you say that Ed is closer to Mary or Anne?
I got the sense that he was closer to Mary Reed. Maybe that's just because he saw her first, but he runs and hugs her and does full body contact with her, versus Anne, who he's playful with, but does more of the hip touch than he does that full body hug.
And Ed goes outside with Mary to smoke while Anne is right inside with Steed. So I agree. I just bring that up because I wonder if we've also got a social aspect here with Mary and Ed cursing the most out of those 4 people. Mm-hmm. That's just how they talk to each other, kind of like you and me.
Right. Well, in real life, Mary Reed and Calico Jack were married, right? So the two of them both swearing a lot makes sense if Ed hung out with the two of them together a lot.
Nice. That would make big sense. Nice call. Sorry, my mind is like...
And of course, all of Ned Lowe's swears are abusive. Because he's Ned Lowe.
Bad guy.
The other really interesting thing, and I haven't fully parsed this, is Jack is the only person other than Steed to use the term bugger. And we know that Steed is figuring out his sexuality, and bugger is one of those terms that people don't really use anymore. It is a slur.
In America.
And Jack uses bugger specifically to ask if Steed is buggering Ed. And then the only other person to use that slur is Steed.
When does Steed use it?
Steed uses bugger twice in the fuckery episode. And the first time he does it is when Ed smacks his ass with the sword. He goes, oh, bugger! And then the next time is when he says, I don't know how the little bugger did it. He's also, at least those 2 times, using it in this kind of queer context, which is also fun. And I thought it was interesting that he did it when Ed smacked him.
Hey, it's playful. Playful bugger.
Yeah. Oh, always. And how can you not want to smack that ass? It's so cute. True. And then the other 2 times Steed uses bugger, he's saying poor buggers.
So Calico Jack is the only one that's using it as a verb, which to me at least feels, just as far as like native speaker intuition, like my feeling as a English speaker, is that as a verb, it feels worse than a noun.
I think you're right in that the way that Calico Jack says, are you buggering each other? Even though he claims that everything goes at sea, his clear implication is negative, versus when Steed uses it, it's always affectionate.
Oh, that makes sense. Good insight.
It happens occasionally. So I think that it is a term that just the two of them use, and I don't think Steed is using it in an internalized homophobia way. Because he really doesn't seem to have any internalized homophobia. Because when he leaves, his wife is on the boat. It's not that he doesn't want to be gay or bi or whatever. It's that he doesn't know who he is.
Yeah. It also feels like a few of those may not have been written into the script. It might just be like a New Zealand accent through improv when Rice uses it. Versus, so we know that Will Arnett is Canadian. That's a little bit closer to how us USAians how we speak. So I feel like that specific word definitely was put in there specifically by the writers.
Yeah, if you saw someone using bugger in America, you're going to assume it's a negative, and Steed is definitely using it as just another word that he says, like bloody, which also comes up a little bit, which has a lot of connotations in other countries, but not in America.
It's a New Zealand curse word. It's mostly heard on a farm.
Bugger or...
Bugger. It says it's used colloquially in Great Britain and often in New Zealand and Australia.
So again, our brilliant writers and our brilliant improv, we're seeing it a lot more in this show than I think we do in some other shows, because it's not a curse word that we use here. If you're going to use a slur in America, that's probably not the one that you're going to use anymore. The show is so well written. I'm just going to say that every other sentence.
Hey, I think it's worth saying. My favorite online dictionary is Collins Dictionary. And one of the parts it has is the use over time.
Oh, neat.
But over here, it's 1708. And then look at the... Wait.
Oh, so there's... But there's a little blip in 1708. And the show takes place in 1717. So that makes sense. Ding, ding. So let's talk about good old fucking Steed. Steed has 10 unique swears. He says ass, bastard, bloody, bugger, damn, dick, fuck, idiot, piss, and shit.
How many different unique ones did Blackbeard have, Ed?
11.
I almost expected Steed to have more because he's more well-read.
But just because you're more well-read doesn't mean that you pick up on or say more swears.
It does. Actually, it does.
You think everyone who reads more says more different swears?
As far as my linguist opinion, based on a usage-based frequency approach to language, yeah.
But Ed's a pirate.
I'm just surprised. Not that it's wrong or anything. Just
Ed also had... Ed says 30% of the swears in the show. Steed says 6%.
So if we did like a ratio, then yeah, Steed definitely has way more words. Way more variation.
Steed is pretty evenly split between using stylistic swears and expletive swears and abusive swears. He uses swears in a social context less than the other three, but he uses them in a social context 5 different times. And as I said earlier, they're only used in a social context 18 times in the entire show. So Steed has 5 of the social swears, and strangely, so does Izzy. So Izzy's swears are almost always abusive, but he also has the most social swears in the show tied with Steed. The two of them together have 10 of the 18 social swears in the show.
Do you have an interpretation of, like, why?
I think it's because the two of them are talking about the fuckery the most. Most of the social words are about the fuckery.
It also seems like Steed might be using the curse words to be a pirate as, like, an identity thing.
4 of the 5 times that Steed says a social swear is when he's saying fuckery. The 5th time is when Ed and Steed kiss at the end of the Merman episode, and he says, "You weren't a dick, life's a dick." Baby.
It's really interesting that Steed is using fuckery. Steed is listening to others, and he hears pirates say certain things, and then he latches onto them and uses them. He's pretending, cosplaying as a pirate. So the fuckery makes sense. It immediately made me think of when he talks about doggy heaven. That means something special to pirates, he thinks. It's just like fuckery does. So he uses it over and over and over. So I wonder if that's one of the reasons that he's using that one over and over again.
That makes sense. He really does latch on to stuff that he thinks is a pirate thing. The way that Ed whacks Steed in the butt when they're dueling as flirting, but Steed takes that to be that's how you duel, and so he whacks Izzy in the butt. So he's clearly trying to pick up the stuff that he thinks are pirate things.
He's very perceptive for someone who lacks a lot of self-awareness.
Yes. And he's also very self-aware for someone that lacks a lot of
very much so.
He contains multitudes.
They're 3-dimensional characters. That's why the show is so awesome.
Izzy uses group salt once when he says, "How is the fuckery going?" Twice when he's talking to Lucius and says, "With what, pirating? Well, this is a pirate ship and I'm a pirate, so yeah, I'm good with it. You're still mad that he pushed you off the ship, twatty?" And when he says, "Yeah, well, not moving on is worse, twatty."
Twat became like a little inside thing there.
In the first episode that Ed and Izzy are in a lot. Izzy says, "I had some things I regret last night. I don't think you're a shell of a man or a twat." He says fuckery once, but his group swears are more inclusive than just repeating stuff about the fuckery. And fuck off, you twat. Ed, you're surrounded by family. They love you, Ed.
The twat that Izzy uses, I think, for me, it sounds more and more endearing as the show progresses.
Yeah, it's Izzy's word. And let me finish up Steed, and then we'll get to some twats. It is funny how before this show, that's a word that I never said. And now I'm just like, aw, twat.
It's a very effortful curse word to say.
Khan just says twat so well.
He does such a good job.
He just hits it. It's just right.
Such a good job.
Steed only uses abusive swears 10 times. He also swears a lot less than everyone else. 8 of those times he is talking to other people, and twice he's referring to himself. And the person that he's most likely to say an abusive swear to is Izzy, which, again, like I was talking about before, makes sense because Izzy's most likely to use abusive swears against him and against everyone on the crew.
So do you think that's more using it to connect with Izzy, or do you think it's more of like a response to what Izzy is saying?
I think it's a response to what Izzy is saying, because the curse suit episode and on, Steed is much more friendly with Izzy, but before that, pretty much every interaction the two of them have is negative. Yeah.
He's a complete asshole.
Steed only uses an abusive swear against the crew once, and that's when they're trying to take his cursed jacket. He does say it towards Lucius once when Lucius cuts off his own finger, but Lucius doesn't hear that.
What does he say to the crew?
Oh, they ripped my pocket, those fucking barbarians.
Barbarians.
And, oh, fuck off. One of the things that I love about the writing and Steed and everything is that in season 1, his most common swears are ass, bugger, and damn. In season 2, his most common swears are shit and fuck. So he has these kind of lesser swears that he uses in season 1. And then as he's becoming more of a pirate, he's using the harder terminology that he's hearing the other pirates say. For instance, he says shit 7 times in the show, and it's his most common swear, but he says it once in the first season and 6 times in the second season.
So the weight of the swears in the second season are a lot heavier. It's more serious swear words. I think that makes huge sense.
Again, it goes with his character because the show is so well written.
1000%.
My absolute favorite thing with Steed is what makes Steed say the word fuck. Excluding when Steed says fuckery, because that's an activity that they're doing, it's become this pirate term, there are 3 things that make our sweet little Steedy baby say fuck. A bad dress rehearsal, ripping a fine fabric, and insulting of her baby girl, Ed.
There you go.
Which lines up so well.
Spot on.
With who Steed is as a person. When the dress rehearsal in the fuckery episode is going bad, he slams the door saying, fuck, fuck! And then the crew rips his jacket. That's when he calls them fucking barbarians and says, oh, fuck off to Izzy. And then with Ned Lowe, he says, you fuck Calypso's birthday. Ed says fuck so much that when he uses it, it's like, okay, what? He's just saying fuck again. So when Steed uses it, it's special and it means something.
Yes.
And I love that it means bad acting, hurting fine fabric, and insulting his baby princess. Steed seems to be the only person who was in the Steed crew in season 2 whose swear pattern really changed, which tracks for me because Steed as a person is changing and growing and becoming a pirate versus the people that stayed with him who already were piratey. Well, they were as piratey as they were gonna get.
That's deep.
So now we come to Israel Hands,
our unicorn.
Izzy has 9 unique swears. He says ass, bitch, cocksucker, cunt, fuck, idiot, imbecile, shit, and twat. He is also the only person who says cocksucker and cunt, which says something probably about his education. And because, like you were saying, that if people have more unique swears, they're more well-read.
Yeah, that can be a connection.
Not only that he's the only one to say those swears, but that one is related to generally someone who presents as female and the other is generally related to someone who presents as male.
You've stumped me here, because that's a lot of unique curse words for a pirate. Like, a lot of unique curse words for a pirate. And I'm stumped as to why. I'm stumped.
If there's anyone out there who knows why Izzy knows so many unique curses, let us know.
I have ideas, but I can't, like, open to interpretation. We would love to hear what you think.
So here's my question for you. We know that Izzy's word is twat.
We love it.
So, including twat and all the derivations thereof, how many times do you think Izzy says twat between the two seasons?
Five times? Six times?
This is another one of those questions I put on Twitter, and a lot of the people were guessing 30, which is kind of the number that I was expecting. He only says it 13 times, which seems really low to me. I think it's just that when Izzy hits that twat, he really hits that twat.
It does.
And it might be the only time Izzy hits a twat.
You made a sex joke.
To be clear, that was a sex joke. Not, I just meant that he's not having sex with women. That's all I meant.
That's surprising to me, too. I would expect it to be bigger, so that's...
Despite your guess that he said it five times, you're shocked that it's as low as
13. I fucking panicked, okay? I panicked and picked a number.
Oh, I forgot you were Ed. Yeah, that's right. Sorry, Ed.
That says something deep about our perceptions versus what actually happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 31% of the time that Izzy says twat is in season one, and 69% of the time that Izzy says twat is in season
two. That's the sex number.
It is.
That's interesting. It makes me feel like, I agree, we all think twat is Izzy's word, and for it to show up more in the second season.
Yeah, it shows up. Not only does it show up more, but he says fuck 59 times.
Oh.
So Izzy has 15% of all swears in the show, and of those, 59 of them are fuck, and only 13 of them are twat.
I don't know if I'd make that same assumption.
I definitely wouldn't have. If you had just asked me outright, I would have said twat is his main swear, and he rarely says fuck. Of the 13 times Izzy says twat, he says twatty twice, and both towards Lucius. And I'm assuming he's using a feminized version of twat because Lucius, especially in the first season, Lucius being the most queer-coded character on the show, Izzy is using a feminized version of twat towards Lucius. Izzy is using twat a lot more in the second season, and he also is using abusive swears much more in the second season. 50% of all of Izzy's swears are abusive swears, and all but two of them are aimed at other people, and it's usually people who are present. A lot of the other characters, if they're using an abusive swear, it's about someone who is not there. But for Izzy, it's almost always when the person is present. About 35% of his abusive swears are in season one, and about 65% are in season two, which I think goes along with how the crew is doing between those two seasons.
I was just about to ask you that question, because I was like, I assume it's more in the second season because of, you know, the plot, which makes the writing so damn good.
It's so good. In the first season, he swears abusively at Ed twice, poor Lucius four times, Steed five times, and the crew in general twice. He's swearing very abusively at everyone. And then, so that's before the events of season two happened. And then in season two, he's abusive to the crew four times, Ed seven times, Steed three times, which is an interesting flip-flop. In season one, he was much more abusive to Steed than Ed. And then in season two, when he kind of becomes friends with Steed and is pissed off with Ed, he's being much more abusive towards Ed than he is Steed. Ooh. And then he uses abusive swears against Ricky 3 times, which, fair, towards Lucius 2 times, towards Bill, Hellcat, and Steak Knife 1 each. Izzy swears almost the identical number of times in season 1 and season 2, and then the big change we see in him is that the number of abusive swears he uses goes way up between seasons 1 and 2, and the number of expletives that he uses goes way down between seasons 1 and 2.
So he's being more purposeful with his swears in season 2.
Right. Oh. Which tracks, because he has a lot of funny swears in season 1 when he walks in on Lucius drawing Fang. What the fuck? And he does that a lot less in the second season. So we see that Izzy's swears change a little bit between the two seasons. Now that we've talked about our main 3 boys and our pirate buddies, we've been recording for like 2 hours now. Yeah. Maybe we should save the rest of our crew for next week.
That sounds fucking great.
Maybe if I am feeling in the mood, I'll even calculate how many swears you and I said during the episode, because I'm pretty sure we're at least 100 on Ed's lines alone.
Hey, that's just group solidarity, because you and I are members of the pirate crew too. So
that's true.
It's on brand. We're just making everybody feel welcome. Fucking Yay. Welcome, if you will.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll be back next week with some more swears.
Fuck yeah. Thank you for joining us on Never Left for this Our Flag Means Death discussion. If you have anything you'd like us to talk through as a crew, you can email us at neverleftofmd@gmail.com. Just make sure to reframe that criticism as a suggestion.
Many thanks to Amy Gleason for her stunning artwork. You can see more of her art at Amy Birdhouse on Insta. We hope you come back
to enjoy our next episode of Never Left.
My husband isn't a swearer, so when my kid was like 3, she and I were downstairs eating dinner, and my husband was upstairs doing something, and I could hear him scream, "Motherfucker!" And then my kid is silent for a second, then looks at me and says, "Mommy, Daddy's calling you!"
Oh, the innocence of childhood.